Hi, Matthew. Matthew, my name is Paul. I'm one of the area managers. Joel is having some technical difficulties, but we do cover the same service area. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How is your day going so far? Matthew, are you there? Hello?
Sorry, I muted you on accident. Yes, I'm here. How did my Wednesday go? Good.
Good. That's good to know. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with you know, searches done on Google, getting calls directly to you. It's quite different than what you might have with Angie. I noticed that Luis attached here an Angie or Home Advisor profile. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
No, I'm not. I canceled my service with them this past week because they charged me like $600 and I never got one in-person like bid opportunity.
So like, you were getting leads, but they weren't turning over into jobs. You weren't really even talking to people.
There were just a bunch of fake leads is all basically. Like the numbers wouldn't work. I would never even get to talk to the customer.
I've heard that before, and I know with something like that, I mean, it's a shared lead system, so every single lead that you get goes out to a handful of your competitors. Sometimes people don't even answer the phone, and you're supposed to still pay for those leads. And then also those leads aren't cheap, right?
Oh, no, they're like for a new fencing project, they're like $93.70-something.
Wow.
And then you'll text some leads and they'll be like, we're actually not interested anymore, or we found somebody else to do it.
Right.
The wife's trying to look up how much it's going to cost on the internet, and the husband's calling somebody to do it.
Yeah.
And I pay for that.
Yeah, no, I hear that a lot from business owners. I mean, people use that service. I know it's Angie's. It's Angie Home Advisor powered by Angie. I think it's Angie powered by Home Advisor. It's still the same platform. In fact, the profile that you have is on Home Advisor's website. So, it's always been, you know, get the free quote for the job you need. You choose which contractors call you. And a lot of business owners use that, or I'm sorry, a lot of homeowners use that service because they know a lot of business owners are going to call them. They know that they can get multiple bids. Sometimes they're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're looking for estimates to try to budget for something down the road. Now, I don't want to rub any salt in anyone. In fact, I'm glad to hear that you're not using that service. But the reason I was asking about it, and I'm looking to see if you would actually qualify for Google Guarantee local service ads, which in some ways similar, but in most ways completely different than what you had with Angie. It is pay per lead, but you're not chasing down that potential lead, and that lead is not going to your competitors. Customers call you directly. You're matched up specifically with individual potential customers, so it's not going to your competition at all. Now, there's no particular licensing required for the state of Texas for fencing contractors to do Google Guarantee, but you do need to carry at least $250,000 in general liability insurance. Are you able to meet that criteria for your business?
Oh, yes. The insurance I just got is $1 million.
$1 million. That's the number that I hear. Sometimes I hear $2 million, but it's almost never, you know, less than the requirement here, which is usually only like $100,000, or in this case $250,000. But you definitely still would qualify, absolutely. So I do want to talk a little bit more about how this service would work. Like I said, and if you've ever seen at the top of a search on Google, there's businesses that have a blue or maybe sometimes a green check mark next to it. Those are the businesses that have been vetted through Google's, they contract through Pinkerton, which we know from the cowboy movies, or Evident. These are companies that want to make sure that you as a business owner have no felonies in the last 7 years and things like that. That process only takes a few weeks, though. And the application, that's super easy. Really, all you'd have to do in this case, since there's no licensing, is just submit proof that you have that general liability insurance. Google goes through the steps of getting you vetted, and then you would start taking on leads. Now, I think you're going to love this. I have to pull it back up. your leads are going to be roughly $22.67 each. So you're looking at less than $300. It's $296. Google wants you to maintain a budget that would cover up to 13 leads. That's the minimum required budget. If you want to take on more leads, you can always add to that. That's not a problem. If you don't need all 13 leads, let's say you get a couple of good jobs in the first few leads, you can pause the rest of it, and that way you're not going to have to come out of pocket for another $296 the next month. It's just for paying for the leads that you get. So it's always more affordable than using Angie's. I know those leads are not cheap. With this, it's very affordable, and again, there's a much, much higher conversion rate because the calls come directly to you. You're not chasing somebody down. Now, there is a $250 application fee. That we could get started right away, and then about 3 to 6, maybe 8 weeks at the worst case scenario is when you'd be completely vetted and start getting those leads coming your way. At that point, and only at that point, would you start to have that $300 to $296 ad budget. So it's meant to be affordable, and it's meant to get your phone ringing. Now, that's not the only service that we offer. We are a Google partner, and of course, we are trained and certified to do Google pay-per-click ads, which is AdWords at the top of the page. We can do that for you. We can do Facebook ads because we're partnered up with Meta. Facebook ads are more affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents each. Google ads are like $5 or $10 each. So the minimum requirement is different too. It's only $100 to do Facebook ads, $300 to do Google ads. And of course, we want to make sure that you pop up in the local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. That's where a lot of business or a lot of homeowners go. Do you do any commercial work too? Are you looking for business owners to call you?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's probably why I keep saying business owners when I mean to say homeowners. But I did want to ask you, so you can take on, you know, commercial fencing jobs as well. Are you doing repairs or just installation?
Man, I try to stay away from repairs. Repairs are, I mean, people are just nine times out of ten, people are more unsatisfied with a repair than they would be with
a brand new fence.
Replacing
yeah.
the thing, because the cost is, the labor is about the labor is the same.
Uh-huh.
And so if I charge the same for labor and I'm just not having to buy the new materials now, they're basically paying what it would cost to build a new fence just minus the materials. And they're left
right.
with a fence that's repaired that's not as good a quality, and it's still just as high. They're not just as high, but...
Almost, yeah. I mean,
a lot
of times, unfortunately, you know, that is the case for a lot of the things that we have. It's just better to do it right and get something brand new than to try to repair what's already old and dilapidated. And if they're making a repair, it's probably because their fence is starting to fall apart everywhere, and now you're replacing only part of it. Now you've got kind of a mismatched quality to the newness of that material. So I definitely hear exactly what you're saying. And the only reason I ask is that what we do is very targeted. If you were to say, hey, yeah, I'll take on repairs, I'll take on anything and everything related to fencing, then we would want to make sure that you're getting those jobs too. So in this case, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the new installation. Now, the business is Mr. Customs Fabrication and Construction, LLC. I know that fencing is kind of like your bread and butter service. Do you offer other services that you'd want to be found for as well?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, we build barns and sheds. And,
okay.
I just got a contract today, actually, for a barn dominium in March, Texas.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
I mean, we cover a pretty wide range.
That's good. That's good. And I know you do quality work, and the people that use your services for one service would maybe want to hire you for something else. And of course, they'd want to recommend you to their friends, or they wouldn't have to even go out of their way to recommend you. When people come over, they say, oh my God, your fence looks amazing. Who did it? And then they're going to tell the truth. And then you're going to get business from people that are recommending you to others. I think that's fantastic. Now, the local map or that PAC result that pops up near the top of the page, that's a fantastic place for you to be. Before I forget, not to jump too far off track here, I don't see a website attached here. Is there a website for the business currently or no?
There is one somewhere, but I paid somebody to build me a website, but it's pretty cut and dry, and I don't even know how to find it.
Okay.
To be completely honest with you. But I do have one.
I gotcha. You have one somewhere. Okay. Well, the reason that I ask is... Okay, I'm going to take that as a no, and I was about to say the reason that I ask is we do build websites in-house for our clients that either don't have one or they don't like the website that they have, because we know a website is how a lot of potential customers decide who to call. And having a website means not just more phone calls, it means a higher quality call. It means someone who took the time to learn more about your company, your services, look at before and after photos, and then decide to call you, usually because they want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, I think the package that would best fit the needs of your business would include both local search engine optimization, that very modest $100 of Facebook ads, and then getting the Google guarantee going for you, because those leads are much more affordable than what you had with Angie. The calls come directly to you. Every lead is vetted. If you don't talk to somebody, if you don't quote pricing or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them in person, you automatically do not have to pay for that lead. So it's pay-per-qualified lead, and they are leads that come directly to you. Calls, really, that come directly to you. So it's kind of pay-per-call, right? Because customers are calling you directly. Again, very, very different than what you had with Angie. And everything that you didn't like about Angie, not going to happen here. Completely different product. So you'd be looking at you'd be looking at $499 as an out-the-door cost today. That's with the local SEO, the Google Ads, the Google pay-per-click is not going to be a big part of this product here, but the Facebook ads will. So, I mean, honestly, it's month-to-month for a good reason. We got to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Is that something you'd want for your business sooner rather than later?
Like I said, I just signed a contract to build a barndominium in March.
That's fantastic.
I think we're going to get rolling on that in about 3 weeks.
Okay, that's good.
So, and then I'll be out of pocket. Once we start that deal, I'll be out of pocket for about another 2 weeks after that.
Right. You got to get the materials. Yeah.
But I don't have anything lined up between now and then. How fast can y'all start getting these phone calls coming?
So that's the best part about all of this, is we've got a number of irons in the fire and enough hands to shake them. And that means that you've got a lot of products that will be delivered, and you'll have a lot of ways that people will find you. It takes about 7 to 10 business days for us to build out that website for you. Your Facebook ads are usually just waiting for that website to be completed. So usually within that first week, you've got a website, you've got those Facebook ads, you've got calls coming directly to you. Then once the Google guarantee, once you're vetted, and again, that can take as little as 3 weeks, then the leads start coming your way as well. Now, I think this is a very profitable package for you. We do offer other services, but to be honest with you, it's my job as a pricing director to find the products that best fit the needs of your business, and of course, to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can.
All right. I mean, I like to give it a try because, I mean, a lot of the issues I had with Angie is most of the people that I actually went and talked to and got to meet with, I got the job.
Right.
Like, I'd probably say nine out of 10 of them that I actually got to meet face-to-face and talk to them, I got the job. But there was just so many that I never talked to them or nothing.
Well, you know,
if they're calling me, then that's
you can't get the job if you don't talk to the person, and that's the big problem with something like Angie's. And like you said, once you've got someone calling you, once you're talking to somebody, most of the time you're going to turn that into work, and I think you're really going to be successful with our services. And the name of the business, as I mentioned, if that's how you want the customers to see it, how you want it on your website, Mr. Customs Fabrication and Construction LLC.
Yes, sir.
The and that I have is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not Andy spelled out.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Is the phone number that we are speaking on now, is this the one you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
Yes, sir.
It is. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, most of the time, you are simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. If they happen to fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, it will be listed on your website for people to see. If it's a personal email, they wouldn't see it. It wouldn't be on there, and they wouldn't know what it is, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
I don't really have a business one, just for business email set up yet.
That's okay.
A good email to get a hold of me at, the one that I check, is cole.rennie1998@gmail.com.
You said Cole?
C-O-L-E, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Dot?
Dot R-I-N-N-E.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
1998, okay. And 1998@gmail.com. And your first name is Matthew?
Yes, sir.
And what is your last name, sir?
Rennie.
Okay, R-I-N-N-Y. Oh, I wanted to ask. Say that again, R-I-N-N-E?
Yes, sir.
But on the email, is it different? I heard a Y.
Oh, no, it's E on the email as well.
So R-I-N-N-E, okay.
Yes, sir.
So C-O-L, there you go. Now it says a valid email. Before it was saying not a valid email. That makes sense. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. Rennie, is the business is technically service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's not like a physical address that you would want the customer to know about.
Right.
Okay, and that's perfectly fine. Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of, you know, run out of the truck, and they don't expect you to maintain any type of storefront or anything like that. You'll be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And then, of course, we can target anywhere in your specific service area. We can target both residential and commercial clients. On average, how far do you think you want to be found? 30 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles? About 50?
I'd probably do about 75.
About 75? Okay. I'll put down 75. We don't draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities, zip codes, and neighborhoods. If you're, you know, want to go a little bit farther to get to that city or town in that direction than you would go the other way, then, you know, we can do that too. We want to make it very targeted for you. Now, for that initial investment of just $4.99, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best for you, sir?
Let me see. Let's do Discover.
Discover. And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's my name, Matthew Rennie.
Okay, no middle initial?
No.
Okay. And then Discover's card should start with a 6. They all do. I'm actually...
6011?
Mm-hmm.
0100.
Okay.
4717.
Yes, sir.
4514.
So I have 6011 0100 4717 4514.
Yes, sir.
The expiration month and year?
09/26.
09/2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
597.
597. So I've got 597, 597 on the back, 09 or September of 2026 for the expiration date. And then for the billing address of that card, is it the 1902 2nd Avenue, 79015?
1909?
Yeah, 1909.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Now, a couple of things I need to do here. One is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our expert technicians will give you a follow-up call, talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want to be, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'm required to do here, and this is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are, you know, essentially reducing the cost of that service, waiving the initial setup fee, that we are going to do the website for you at no additional cost, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but, you know, you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward, okay?
Okay.
Give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
MR Customs Fabrication and Construction LLC.
And that's how I have that. Now, the MR, is there a period after that or just big M, little R?
It's a big M, big R.
Big M, big R. Oh, thank you for clarifying that. I'll fix that. I was just going off of what they had on your Angie profile, which that I should not even have thought of that because I see so many errors when it comes to how businesses are branded and listed there. I want to fix that right now. So it's MR, big M, big R, no period, customs with an S on the end of it, right? Fabrication and Construction LLC with the and being the symbol for the word and not Andy spelled out.
Yes, sir.
And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Matthew Rennie and I'm the business owner, sole proprietor.
Okay. And as the owner and sole proprietor of MR Customs Fabrication and Construction LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide that Discover card in your name. Matthew, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that your business is listed where people can see it, where people call you directly. So since it's our job to make sure that people are in fact able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Matthew, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir, as long as it's not on Sundays.
That's correct, yeah. So that would be over business hours. And then
okay,
you would be able to submit any information that we need, anything like a proof of insurance. Obviously, there's not a required license for that. Now, the application is going to be sent out to you immediately, and it takes about 10 minutes to fill out, so it's pretty quick. We kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days, because if it takes longer than that, it just takes us longer to get your phone ringing. So you understand that, right? And you agree to submit those items within 7 days? That is perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the local service, the setup fee being waived, with us including that website for you at no additional cost, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part does read as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I will actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today, the 11th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $499.00. Again, that significantly reduced rate is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. When the initial agreement is over, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month, and that exact same reduced rate of $499. Again, that rate's not ever going to go up on you. It is to the penny. It does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. In this case, we will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website for you. Now, I did misspeak just a moment ago when I said that the recurring billing is going to be $499. It's not. It is $249. Again, the $499 today includes that LSA application or Google Guarantee application of $250. So next month, you're going to be looking at $249, okay? And then once you are vetted, which could also be next month, you're expected to maintain a monthly budget of approximately $296. It's not going to be significantly more or less. It might, in fact, be that exact amount. Now, like I said, it is month to month. We like to say it's like a two-month verbal agreement. You can, in fact, cancel at any time. No questions asked. No fees involved, even in that first month. But like any form of advertising, we hope you give it at least 2 months because that's how you're going to really know how well the service is working. First month is good, second month is better, so we want you to give it the time to make that educated, informed choice. Most of our clients give it a couple of months, they keep it. They keep it because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. But like I said, it is month to month. Specifically, that means you can discontinue your agreement at any point in time, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your next billing is due. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It is automated. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give that information to you now.
Yeah, let me grab one real quick. I do have one question for you.
Sure, of course.
What is the like the turnover rate of people that use this?
So like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 12 years. I started on April 13th of 2012, 2013 I should say. Now I've got clients that have been with me for over 10 years. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. Now, we offer our service on a month-to-month basis, and that means if you canceled in that first, second, or even third month, which you're free to do, we actually lose money. With the content that we create, the website that we're going to build for you, in fact, we have to pay for the Facebook ads out of that that monthly $249. The budget that you're spending with the Google Guarantee, that goes to paying Google. We're not making a whole lot of money here unless we keep you on board for the long term. So that's kind of a long answer to your question. If you give it that 2 months, I know you're going to keep the service. It's a good question, though. It's a good question, and I hope the answer satisfies you. I know you're going to love it. Now, I have to schedule that follow-up call with your technician late in the day today, so we're looking at tomorrow. We could do as early as 9, but as late as 5. Pretty much there's at least one spot available everywhere in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning, later in the day, or towards the very end of the day?
I've got to go to, I've got to go file a deal with the court. I had a guy come pay me, and I have to go file that in the morning.
In the morning.
So can we do like 1 to 2?
1 to 2. 1 to 2 would work perfect. Yeah, there's a 1 o'clock available. It's going to be scheduled from 1 until 2. It is a 1 hour window. But the call takes about half that time. So normally it's going to get to you within minutes of the hour. So right around 1 o'clock, maybe a couple minutes after, you're going to get that phone call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Now, this is actually going to be a two-step process. One, the first client interview that we do tomorrow is going to be to get your website set up, get all the information that we need to build out that website, start creating that content, and then, of course, get the local search engine optimization part of it going as well, get you verified by Google and Bing. We will want to do a follow-up call, and that could be Friday, to get more information about the specific services that you want to provide, and that helps us to target the local service ads. Now, like we were saying before, you really just want the install jobs, not the repair jobs and things like that. We'll also talk specifically about zip codes, subdivisions, and things like that. We are going to get that website started even late tomorrow, but we are probably going to do a two-step setup here. When on Thursday, and we're talking now about trying to streamline this process, but at this point it's going to be a separate follow-up call on Friday. Same hours here, but this call only takes a half an hour.
Okay.
I mean, I know the other one takes maybe 25 or 30 minutes. There's a 1 hour window. This call is probably less than a half hour. We schedule by half hour increments. That's what I meant to say. So would you want something?
About the same time. It's probably
about the same time. About the same time. So on Friday, we're going to do 11 o'clock also.
Okay. Perfect.
That sounds, you said 1 or 11? We're doing 1 o'clock.
Either way is fine.
Okay, I when I jumped over to Friday, the first thing that popped up was 1 o'clock, not 11. So I'm going to do 1 o'clock on both days then. We're doing 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Friday.
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Last thing, and I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. I did want to put a little bit of extra protection here on your account, just a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone were to call you and tell you that they're Google or Local Splash, or if they're not a potential customer, if they're saying you need to pay more money for your Google listing, which, of course, we never would do. Like I said, it's that flat rate. We're not going to charge you more. They should know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They should also know the answer as well as the question here. And if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with MR Customs Fabrication and Construction LLC, first of all, we would expect it to be you. And even so, we might still occasionally ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
You're born in. And then Matthew, what is the answer?
Hale Center, Texas.
Say that again?
Hale Center.
Gotcha. Cut out just a little bit there. That's all set and squared away. I have to type it in twice though. Hale Center. There it is. And then you should have received, and let me check our automated system if it was sent out to you. Not just the welcome email. The welcome email is important, not really because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do, but the welcome email has your username and your password for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active until after we do your client interview and maybe even the second client interview, but you'll get by text and email notification when your tracking system is active. The one that you got is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. That's the one that I'd like for you to see. You also did get one regarding the Google Guarantee. But the one that I want to have you take a look at right now is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you take a look at that, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
Yes.
Okay. Click on the quick here. Correct. That's correct. That's the welcome email. That might be the one with your username and password on there?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay. Oh, the initial invoice. There it is.
There you go. That's the one. The one that says click here. And click on those two words, click here.
Okay.
Going to take you to the terms of experience. This is everything we went over in the voice verification. Feel free to scroll above that line. Again, Google's going to be our main focus, both with the local map and the Google Guarantee. We are going to do the Facebook ads for you. We're going to mirror the content on Bing Local as well, so people searching on Bing can find you in that local map. We are doing that website, etc., Siri on a smartphone. Now, below the long line is where you start to click on those boxes. We want you to click all three of them. One is that you agree to allow us to send you text or SMS messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. Matthew, once you've got all three of those boxes click inside the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. Type in or copy and paste your first and last name. If you're on your smartphone turning it sideways, as long as your portrait mode is not locked, as long as you can see it in landscape mode, it all pops up just a little bit higher, making it much easier for you. The orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature, that's what we want you to click on. Doing that lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it's a flat rate for the services that you're doing the website for you, etc. It also is allowing us to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Looks like you were successful in submitting that. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, you can skip that part. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point in time. But like I said, once we get everything all set up and squared away, we'll notify you. You can try to log in at any point in time. The information on how to do that is on that welcome email. You might just get a message, though, saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting those good calls for those great leads coming your way, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, especially late in the day here. You take care. We'll be talking to you tomorrow and after that as well. You have a great rest of the evening, sir. Thank you so much.
You too.
Thank you. Take care. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.